talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Perry Como, There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that is coming up about a month and a half from now. February 2nd through the 4th, 2024, at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to general contractor, remodeling contractor, Chris Click with CK Contracting. And then also we'll be talking to the ladies at Indigo Alley Interiors. They're an interior design firm. Well, I wanted to take a couple of moments to tell you about the Charleston Home and Design Show. This is the time of year where we are wrapping up production for our winter 2024 issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Our art department is hard at work, working late hours, getting the new magazine ready, and we'll be announcing who is on the cover very soon. But it's going to be a great issue. It's our kitchen issue, and so we focus all of our attention on kitchens. We've also got a couple of other really good features coming up in our winter 2024 issue. One is called Designer Stories, and that is focusing on interior designers' projects, and Indigo Alley has a project in there as well. And then we've got our big paint feature talking about the 2024 paint colors of the year for Sherwin-Williams and Benjamin Moore and PPG. So it's going to be a great issue coming up for our winter 2024 issue. And so that means you're running out of time to pick up the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. That's got Mike and Gray Benko. They're the stars of Magnolia Network's Happy to Be Home with the Benkos TV series. And we've got a really amazing historic home that they renovated in Somerville. And they are all about the color. I don't know if you have seen the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's about our most colorful cover that we've ever had. So, and you can pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine in just about every home-related showroom throughout Charleston. In North Charleston, you can go by Melser Tile. In West Ashley, you can stop by Charleston Lighting or Houseful or GDC. In Somerville, you can stop by the Sherwin-Williams on Main Street. You can, in Goose Creek, and stop by Infinger Furniture and pick up a copy. out on John's Island. You can pick up the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine at no cost to you at Site One. They're a landscape hardscape supplier. So lots of different places where you can pick up Charleston Home and Design magazine. But we're very, very excited about our winter issue. That'll be coming out. Our staff, we take a nice 2-week break at Christmas. From my days in working in radio and TV, I saw how little gets accomplished between like the 15th of December and the end of the year. And so I said, you know, if I ever own a business, I'm going to give my staff 2 weeks, that 2-week period off, paid, of course. And that's what we've been doing since we started Charleston Home and Design magazine back in 1999. Which, if you do the math, we're coming up on our 25th anniversary of Charleston Home and Design magazine. We'll be celebrating that in 2024. So it's been a great ride, 25 years. And any business, we have a lot of business owners that listen to this radio show, and any business owner will tell you it's no easy task to sustain a business. If you can get through the first or second year, you know, you're doing good. But we've been doing it for 25 years, and very proud of that. So also, we've got our Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up February 2nd through the 4th. I mentioned that to you. And boy, we've got some exciting things going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show. First of all, we're bringing back something that, if you have attended our home shows over the years, maybe when we were at the old Gilliard Auditorium, we used to have some celebrity designer rooms on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show up until about 2010, 2011 or so. And then they closed for renovations, and we have not been able to bring back that promotion. Well, we're bringing it back, and we're going to have two celebrity designer rooms at the Charleston Home and Design Show that will be on display. And I'm not going to announce the details about that, but there are two different interior design firms that have agreed to create a space that reflects the image of a couple of international celebrities. And so we're really excited about that. We always have our free admission on Friday, February 2nd. We'll be doing that from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. We've got free design consultations with interior designers and architects. We've got free seminars going on. Just about all our seminars are already scheduled. And a big part of that are going to be the interior designers that are part of our interior designer feature that will be coming. That interior designer feature is called Designer Stories, and those interior designers are going to be coming to tell their story about those particular projects that we have featured in the winter issue. We're going to be giving away a $2,000 shopping spree at Siwa Furniture just for signing up. A lot of great things happening at the Charleston Home and Design Show. I mentioned that we have a lot of business owners that listen to our show. If you happen to own a home related company that caters to affluent homeowners, we're down to our last 10 booths out of 110 booths. And so if you're thinking about, you want to get a nice jump start on your business for 2024, you should give us a call, because we are going to be selling out of booth space there. We hope you can come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th. And, Have a great rest of the weekend, and we got some great interviews coming up. And talking to us now is General Contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. How you doing, Chris?
Good afternoon, Tim. I'm doing well, thank you.
Chris, take a moment and tell everyone about CK Contracting.
Yeah, sure, Tim. So CK Contracting, I started it back in 2002. We we specialize in home remodeling in and around the Charleston area. We're located out of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. And we basically serve, you know, a 20, 30 mile radius from Mount Pleasant. So we'll go as far as McClellanville, all the way to inner John and James Island. It's 25 miles. It adds up from one opposite end to the other. So we keep a little bit of a tighter footprint than some other contractors, but that's, you know, in order to better serve our clients. Like I said, we specialize in home remodeling. We also have a good bit of outdoor spaces we've done. Go figure, right? Since COVID, that's it's a very large market segment. And CK, we're glad to be a part of it. Those are fun and rewarding to do. That's basically CK in a nutshell.
Cool. Well, when it comes to the type of projects that CK Contracting gets hired for, you know, it seems like every general contractor sort of has a, you know, their favorite type that they gravitate toward. And, what would be some of those types of projects? Because you mentioned before we started the interview that, CK Contracting is only takes on about 6 projects a year. So what are some of those type projects that, that are within your expertise?
Sure. So, our niche, if you will, is going to be, yes, our home remodeling is the number one thing we do most. Secondly is, those outdoor spaces, and we also build some new construction homes as well. Now with only doing, you know, those about a half dozen projects a year, you know, that they tend to be larger projects, whole house remodels, an addition and a kitchen remodel at the same time. We are transitioning towards catering to the smaller remodel projects here moving forward, such as just a bathroom remodel, or even a lighter kitchen remodel, maybe not a complete gut, but more of a sprucing up, if you will, kind of more of a superficial kitchen remodel. But we've gotten good at the larger projects, those some projects that maybe others would not necessarily want to do because they might get too tied down into the details, but you know, we usually shine on those, and you know, we've just excelled, and you know, good work gets you more work.
Yeah.
And that's kind of our story. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you can relate to this, but oftentimes homeowners will you'll be working on one house in a neighborhood, and the neighbors start to notice, and then they talk to their to the homeowner that you're working with, and get all sorts of great feedback about CK Contracting, and suddenly you have a hard time getting off that block.
Yes, that recently happened this past year, whereas this one neighborhood in Mount Pleasant, the original home builder, a volume builder, in the neighborhood, they had detached garages, and some of those garages had a living space, a frog, you know, some might even call it an ADU, accessory dwelling unit, above their detached garages. Now, moving forward, 8 years later, some of the homeowners decided that they wanted these. We did one, and you know, it turned out really well. Charleston Home and Design took some terrific photos of it for us as well. And then sure enough, We did another one right down the street, and I think we're entertaining two more on the other side of the street as well. So yes, those things can and do happen, and it's referrals are you know, the greatest compliment that a builder can have. So we're always psyched, excited to have, you know, clients sing our praises and essentially get us more work as well through friends, families, and neighbors.
Yeah, word of mouth can be a double-edged sword. It can, you know, it can be very, very good, which which is the case with CK Contracting, but have a bad meal or see a bad movie, and people love to tell you about that too. So
So I constantly preach, you know, our team, our staff, you know, and also clients as well. We're only as good as our last job. So if we do a crummy job, then that person that, you know, is just going to know us as being crummy. So we have to do a good job on every job. It's vital. Like you said, people are more likely to mention a bad experience than a good experience.
Yeah.
So
everybody's curiosity perks up when there's something bad going on. That's for sure. Chris, you mentioned that CK Contracting, you folks do a lot of whole house remodels, but also new construction projects. Do you have a preference? Which do you prefer?
Home remodeling is our niche. That's what CK Contracting specializes in. That's it is a lot different than the new construction. You have to deconstruct in order to reconstruct. Whereas the new home building, it's just constructing, from the beginning. We will build for clients as well. We're happy to do that and accommodate it. Not all builders can be remodelers, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say some of them don't, a lot of them don't even have an interest in it, because of the homeowner dynamic. Just working in someone's house it's much different than working on a job site. We will entertain the new construction builds, but, by far the majority of our work is geared towards home remodeling. Yeah.
How does CK Contracting deal with the inevitable surprises that do pop up with a remodel project? And, you know, the old saying that I've heard so much over the years is, well, we won't know until we get inside the walls and see what's going on or that kind of thing. How do you handle those kinds of surprises and expectations for homeowners?
Well, they can and do happen. We, CK Contracting, we're going to do more work up front, even before the physical work starts, more than most other contractors will. We want to dot the I's and cross the T's as much as we can beforehand. We've actually moved towards a guaranteed no change order on our projects. Now, if it's written in our specs, and selections, we honor it. We've actually recently, we had an oversight on a project. This is earlier this year, and I tell the client too now, we had the wrong HVAC system priced out internally. It was on us.
Yeah.
And it was a $5,000 difference. We honored, you know, our specs and selections. We didn't process a change order. We didn't ask for a change order. And it's something that we've been doing for a while now, but we just haven't vocally explained it to clients beforehand of the no change order. So, and for remodeling, that's really, it's really uncommon. Now, to get better, you know, geared towards your question, there could be some, you know, once you open up the walls, there could be some rot. Typically, older the home, the more unknowns you'll see. We have a project going on downtown currently, and I think the year built was 1910 maybe.
Yep.
It's always amazing when you open up the walls of those older homes, and you see, you know, 100 plus years of changes that they've gone through. On this one particular one, we just had a little bit of subfloor, additional subfloor repair to do. So it really wasn't much at all, because we had previously taken our time to, you know, really inspect the property, make sure we know what we're getting into, set everyone's expectations. That's crucial, setting the client's expectations of what they can expect moving forward on this, and to minimize the surprises as much as we can.
Yep. Do you ever find any time capsule type things in the walls, things that you're like, oh wow, look at that?
Bottles or... Yeah, I've got some artifacts, I would say, and maybe artifact isn't an accurate term, but
treasures.
So, yeah, sometimes we'll go into these an older ranch house in Mount Pleasant. They old Mount Pleasant has a lot of these. Older ranch homes, and the ranch homes might be 1200, 1700 square feet. And you'll have had a family that lived in there for, you know, 30, 40, 60 years. And with the attics become a time capsule of just storing items in there for you know, decades,
right?
And they essentially get forgotten. So yeah, this one project in particular I'm thinking of, there was like an old, remember the glass water jugs that they had for there was a couple of those, and just some neat stuff. You know, there was like an old fireworks crate that fireworks would get shipped in or something like that. It was like a wooden crate.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's just really dated itself. There was other items too. I can't recall all of them, but yeah, it's interesting what, you know, you could find. And then you have a lot of less undesirable, maybe clothing, you know, things like that. National Geographic collections from years and years. I don't know if those are collectibles or not, but you know, it's pretty amazing what you can find tucked up into some of those older attics.
Yeah,
of homes.
Rat skeletons and all sorts of things like that.
Yeah, you have some surprises like that as well. Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, on a side note, this is something I've always been curious about. You mentioned the ranch style homes, and they're not just in Mount Pleasant. You see them on James Island, West Ashley, North Charleston. You have any idea why that particular style was so popular? And you know, it just it kind of, I've always been curious, like, why would an entire, you know, neighborhood be ranch style homes? Isn't there anyone in that said, hey, I want to do something different? And it, kind of like with the Charleston single homes you see in downtown Charleston, you know, everybody kind of just took the same design and ran with it. Didn't make any changes.
Yeah, you could be in Mount Pleasant, or you could even be in James Island, or even Isle Palms, and be in a 1950s ranch and feel like you're almost in the same house.
Yeah.
I know Isle Palms, when they first developed, I think it was Wild Dunes. They, back in the 50s, J.C. Long, they had a lot of these J.C. Long homes, they called them.
Yeah.
And they were, it was a ranch. A lot of them had brick on it as well. It was a hipped roof. I think the brick and the hipped roof just comes from more of a robust design, whereas, you know, I'll refer to it with the three little pigs, you know. This little pig built his house out of sticks, and the other one, you know, built his house out of bricks. You know, in theory, it's going to, you know, weather the hurricanes better. And obviously the hipped roofs are designed to shed wind more easily. So I think that's where the brick ranch kind of came from. And the continuous floor plan, you know, there was probably, I'm sure back in the day, Hilton Googe, he's an older, gentleman who does, house designs. He's done thousands upon thousands of home designs, but, you know, you probably had designers like that, like such as himself, that were just predominant in the area. And, obviously, you know, if you can design a house once and you know, sell it 100 times, it's a lot easier than designing 100 different homes. So I think that's part of it as well.
You just never see that today. Look at, like, say, Daniel Island, for example. You see all sorts of different architectural styles and things like that, whereas back in the 50s and 60s, it was, you know, this is your ranch style home that we're going to build for you. And I guess the homeowners weren't that creative, or they were just so happy to be in a new construction home. It didn't matter what it looked like. But anyways, back to our regular. Yeah. I did want to mention, you know, a lot of times homeowners will they'll get used to suffering. They'll be used to, you know, certain things in their home that don't work correctly, and they're just sort of limping by, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's a family celebration. You know, you have people over for July 4th or Easter or Thanksgiving or the holidays. And that's when it sort of triggers the, you know, the need or the desire. Hey, we need to make some changes. When people experience that, that they know they want something different, but they don't maybe know what their first steps are or how to put all the pieces together. And what would you say to someone who experiences that?
You know, just like you said, yeah, it could be a certain event that triggers in someone's mind that, yeah, they need to remodel, or now's the time to remodel. You know, I have little kids, having a birthday party, you realize that you know, the kitchen isn't big enough, or that sunroom added off to the back of the house is really going to help, the spillover of extra people in the house. Same with the holidays as well. I just encourage people to kind of, you know, when those moments happen, kind of get an idea of what might help, you know, what they're trying to accomplish. You know, is it more space? Is it better use of space? And then at the same time, you know, reach out to CK Contracting and we can, we'll do design. We'll design a new kitchen for you. We'll design a new addition for you as well. Come to us with your questions, comments, and concerns. You know, we'll guide you in the right direction of creating a solution for you. At the same time, though, you know, if you can kind of narrow it down a little bit of, you know, well, if our kitchen had better flow, that would be helpful. Just try to notice those pain points and, you know, CK Contracting can help come up with a solution for you.
Mm-hmm. And a GC told me this a long, long time ago, and it makes a lot of sense. If you have it within, you know, your property, the setbacks and so forth, if you're able to add square footage to your home, That adds instant value to your home when that project is done. So, like, for example, let's say someone, instead of just doing a remodel within the same footprint of a home, if you were to add, say, 600 square feet as an addition, let's say that houses in that neighborhood are selling for $300 a square foot. You take that 600 square feet times 300 per square foot, and now you've just instantly added $180,000 in value to your home, and you've also managed to, you know, update and do all of the things that you want to make your home more modern for to begin with. Is that something you talk to your clients about at CK Contracting?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do our best to explain just what you said to them. And $300 a square foot is, you know, a lot of these neighborhoods are going for a good bit more than that even nowadays. You know, we'll have conversations with people. They'll say, well, we bought at the height of the market. I don't know if we, you know, if we want to put more money into this house. And then I just lay out the simple math to them as well. And say, hey, well, you know, you're adding 600 square feet, you know, and if it's $300 a square foot to add that on, you know, that's 180. Your neighborhood is selling for 550. You essentially have just produced forced equity, which is you're forcing equity into the property, whereas you're making improvements and improving the equity in your equity position in your property as well. So, you know, they could be making $120,000 of equity on that project just by doing it.
Right.
Price is a concern, and it you know, for most people, in housing, you know, given enough time, you will always be ahead of the game with time.
Yep.
You know, so if you're concerned about spending money now, thinking that, you know, prices are high, which, you know, the prices are up there. Lumber has come down drastically. You know, so not everything is at the absolute top. And, you know, if you're looking to stay in your house for at least, you know, 5 years, and if not even longer, you know, you're guaranteed, you know, to have that equity build on that property as well.
Yeah. And I was just going to piggyback on that and say that I'm sure we have some listeners right now that are thinking I need to remodel my home, and I would strongly encourage you, and let me give you my pitch on why you should remodel, and that is think of all of the memories and happiness that you're going to have with your family in a space that is updated, and you know, a space that when you wake up every day you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I live here, and You'll be able to enjoy those moments with your family so much more with an updated space. And guess what? 5, 10, however, 20 years from now, you go to sell your property, you're going to, all that money that you spent on the remodel is going to come back to you. So it's mm-hmm. yes, you're paying for it up front, but think of all the intangible benefits and all the happiness that you're going to create for you and your family by doing that remodel now and not putting it off. And with the knowledge that, hey, I'm such a good, I'm so good with my money that, I'm spending the money now, but it's going to, I'll get a return on it when I go to sell my house. So any final thoughts on that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, your comments remind me of our mission statement here. Our mission statement at CK Contracting is quite simply to create an environment for dwellers to prosper. Just like you said, you know, if that extra space makes them live better or inspires them, Maybe they have a frog now that's currently too cold or too hot. You're not going to be too productive or prosperous in that space if you're not comfortable. So, fixing up the space will make the livability of it much better. Provide what it's intended for as well.
Well, how can folks get more information about CK Contracting?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they can go to our website, which is CK Contracting SC for South Carolina .com. They could call our office at 843-352-4975 and talk to Aaron, and Aaron would love to get more information about them and their project and their needs and wants that they're trying to accomplish with it as well. Or even just look us up in Charleston Home and Design magazine and check out one of our ads in there.
Yep. I was just about to say, you can always find CK Contracting within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with general contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
And now joining us are interior designers Margaret Lee Moniz and Amanda Kelly with Indigo Alley Interiors. How are you ladies doing?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you. Margaret Lee, if you wouldn't mind taking a moment and tell everyone about Indigo Alley Interiors.
Sure. Indigo Alley Interiors, we are a full-service interior design firm, and what that means is that we offer help with everything from helping homeowners with their construction process, as well as all the way down to the fine details of the, pillows and accessories, et cetera. So we kind of do it all from start to finish. And Indigo Alley is based in Charleston, South Carolina, but we do have projects throughout the United States occasionally, although most of our projects are here in the Lowcountry.
Mm-hmm.
We help our clients, like I said, with everything from start to finish, with as much or as little as they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit about our process is once someone reaches out to us, we start to chat with them about their ideas and their goals for their space. One of our biggest, what we like to do is it's not our home, it's their home. So we really want to make sure that our client is represented in their space. So we work really closely with our clients to get a feel for how they're going to use their space and what they like and what they dislike, and try to make sure that we're incorporating all of that into their project as we work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we work really closely with our clients to kind of select all those finishes, fixtures, as well as furnishing, and guide them and kind of be their, you know, their representative through the construction process, or their help through the selections process, really.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Amandra, if you wouldn't mind, take a moment and maybe tell our listeners about some of the different projects that Indigo Alley Interiors has been involved with. I think that might help our listeners to understand how Indigo Alley Interiors can help them specifically.
Yeah, like Margaret Lee said, we design for the client. So when a client, you know, is inquiring about an interior designer, usually we like to get in on the very beginning, maybe when you hire the architect or the builder, so we can work closely with them, so we can help you, you know, space plan, make some selections with, you know, plumbing selections. We'll do tile selections with you, flooring. And then once the construction, you know, we can do a little bit of remodeling too. We do new construction and remodeling. So like right now we're working on a project where the clients hired us from the very beginning, and we help them, they live out of state. So we help them hire a contractor, and we work closely with the contractor to get everything done. So we did a little space planning. We're gutting out the entire kitchen, all of the bathrooms, and kind of reconfiguring them to what the client would like. And then after we're finished the construction, you know, we try to make it as easy and seamless for the client. So there's, you know, if there is, there's always a problem in construction. So if there is a problem, we try to solve it and then, you know, tell the client about it and make sure we kind of come up with a couple different solutions, so they're not too stressed out about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then once construction is finished, you know, we can do anywhere from, like Margaret Lee said, the furniture, and we can do furniture plans. We can do window treatments. We can, you know, help you pick out the accessories, kind of decorate your mantle, help you design, you know, if you want shelves in your dining room and you want to put a couple things up there, we can help you do that. Bedding, you know, anything from top to bottom, we pretty much can do most of it between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's a yeah. lot of what Indigo Alley does.
Mm-hmm.
We can also do, we'll do tile elevations and kitchen, kind of the preliminary drawings for, you know, the kitchen cabinets, and help you lay out that when, if you're redoing your kitchen or bathroom. And then, you know, we'll work closely with the cabinet people and the contractor and everything else to get your vision, bring it alive,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I always found interesting is when you look at some of the national shelter publications that focus on the home, every one of those rooms or those homes that you see in a national magazine, there was an interior designer involved in that. That didn't just happen by accident, and it didn't happen with the advice you're going to get from your contractor necessarily, or maybe some of the advice you get at the different showrooms that you're visiting, because that happens very frequently, where a homeowner does not have an interior designer involved, and they end up hitting up the showroom. You go to the tile showroom, and you start asking them about different questions that are outside of the realm of tile. And you're going to get some free advice, but it might not always be the best advice. And I've always heard the interior designer is the one that pulls it all together.
Yeah, we know a lot about we know a little bit about a lot of stuff. And if we don't, we will find out the information for you. And we basically, you know, our vendors are super helpful, and, you know, we do rely on them But yeah, we help you pull everything together. For instance, we had a client on Kiowa. She was redoing her entire house. She gutted it to the studs. And when she came to us, she just had these like really basic tiles, and there was no wow factor. There wasn't anything. She had her plumbing selected. So we kind of helped her pull everything together by like helping her pick out not very expensive tiles either, just like really nice clean tiles, you know, to give her the wow factor that she wanted. And we pulled it together and helped with the fixtures that she selected and helped her pick paint colors and cabinet selections and everything. And it really turned out great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a team effort, but we definitely, you know, try to keep the client in mind and, you know, give them the wow factor and use our vendors.
Mm-hmm. How do you?
Yeah, and like you mentioned, sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, like you mentioned, you know, when a client is working on a big project like that, they're going to a lot of different vendors, seeing a lot of different people, and you know, the tile vendor isn't necessarily going to know what you've selected for your kitchen or what your furniture, you know, what your overall feel should be for the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we do try to keep that in mind and help you stay, you know, focused on that feeling you said you wanted from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So that everything flows together and your kitchen looks like it belongs in the same house as your, you know, as your guest bedroom, as your living room, as your bathroom, whatever, that it all looks like they belong in the same space and to the same family.
Mm-hmm.
So we do try to like keep you focused on that design goal so that you don't, it's hard sometimes not to get distracted by the really pretty thing, new thing at the showroom, which may not fit in with your original aesthetic and what you said you wanted as a goal for your space.
Right.
So
people,
we do try to keep you, you know.
Yeah. People might like the look of a barn door, separating the dining room from the living room. But if that doesn't go with the overall motif that you have, in your home, how do you redirect a homeowner that might see that and say, hey, is that, you know, can we do this in our house, when they might be going more in a modern approach to the look of their home?
Yeah, we just, you know, at the end of the day, it is their home. And if it's just down to aesthetics, they can put whatever they want in there. But if you have hired us and you're asking us, you know, what do you think? Does this look good in here? And we don't think it, you know, that we don't think it's the right fit, then we will tell you and we'll suggest an alternative that might fit better in your space and kind of bring the whole look together. I mean, you know, it doesn't always just come down to aesthetics. Sometimes it's more about the function. You know, a barn door may not make sense separating these two spaces because it's not going to provide either the privacy you're looking for, the soundproofing, whatever it is. You know, sometimes it's aesthetics and sometimes it's function, but we do try to just keep you on track and we will make suggestions but we'll listen to their input as well. You know, if they've fallen in love with it, then we'll try to maybe make some other tweaks to the space so that now fits mm-hmm. there and makes sense.
Yeah, for an example, we have a client right now. She wanted to do an arched doorway. And once we ripped out, it was a remodel. So once we ripped out all the walls and got down to the studs, we realized that to do that, we would have to reconfigure the whole doorway, hire an engineer, do all this stuff. So instead of doing that, we're going to do an arched door with glass. So we kind of, you know, work, twist it, and kind of, it kind of helps, like, if they want an option, maybe option A is not the best option for you, but we can find option B or C that would fit the space rather than, you know, just eliminating the whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Was that a load-bearing wall that required a header and you needed an engineer's stamp for that?
Yes, it was.
Gotcha. And so you were able to satisfy the homeowner without having to compromise that load bearing wall. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Good. How do how do you divide the division of labor between you two? Do one of you specialize more in one thing than the other?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
We both can do everything from drawings to the finished product. I think we divide it by clients. We're just basically whoever is, you know, every other one or. Yeah, it just depends.
Sometimes it's the right fit.
Yeah.
We each take lead on specific projects. And mm-hmm. then the other one will provide support where needed, sometimes depending on the size of the project, you know. But each one of us will take lead on specific projects, just how they come, or if it feels like the right fit to us, or, you know, potentially if someone's been referred to us because of a past project done. And it just kind of works out, but we are a team at the end of the day. So no matter what, we continue to provide support on every project and try to know in general what's happening on every project, although one of us will be the lead designer.
Mm-hmm. How long has Indigo Alley Interiors been around?
6 years?
Yeah, I was going to say, was it 2016?
Mm-hmm.
I believe. we've known each other for a long time. We actually met in school. Both worked with other designers after we graduated. And I believe it was 2016 when Amanda showed up at my door and said, we're doing it. We had always said we were going to start a business together when we were in school together. And we love working together. I think we make a great team. We're opposites in a lot of ways, but yeah. We complement each other.
Sounds like you finish each other's sentences too.
That's true.
What about when, how do you manage to push a homeowner out of their comfort zone? Because if the homeowner is, they say, okay, I'm going to hire Indigo Alley Interiors. But then by taking that step, they're saying, I'm willing to turn over some of the control of the project, mm-hmm. because I know that the interior designers will be able to come up with a look or a plan that is vastly superior to what I could come up with on my own. But then the interior designer comes back and says, makes a suggestion, I'm sure that you've experienced this before where the interior designer, or I mean the homeowner is like, you know, takes a gasp and is like, how, you want me to do what?
When we make suggestions, we do our best to, you know, pull together a way to show it to them.
Yes.
As possible. I mean, we bring them samples, we try to put together mood boards, draw elevations, whatever. We try to show them to the best of our ability what that's going to look like if they do follow through with whatever we might be suggesting for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's truly not something they want, we don't force it, but we do try to explain to them why we might think it's the best fit or why we think it'd be a really great idea to, you know, incorporate that. And a lot of times by the time we finish explaining why we think it's going to work, they usually, you know, are on board, or if they're not, that's okay. You mm-hmm. know, it's like I said earlier, it's not our house. We're not the ones that are going to live there. So we really want to make sure that our client loves it and is happy there and is happy with the choices they've mm-hmm. made.
What about, do you ever have any homeowners that you're working with at Indigo Alley Interiors where the homeowner says, hey, I found this blah, blah, blah online and, you know, I want to go ahead and buy it. There's positives and negatives to that. And sometimes the homeowner may not realize the dimensions or they may purchase this and get it home and realize it doesn't fit or that kind of thing. How do you manage that?
A couple different ways, I think. I mean, if they really like, if they're bringing it from maybe an existing home and they love it, we'll help them make it fit in the space somewhere. Mm-hmm. If they're buying something online and they love it, they're more than happy to buy it. But usually we try to, you know, draw it into a floor plan and kind of see where we can fit it before we tell them, like, definitely go ahead and purchase it. Because if they already purchased it, then we try to figure out maybe they think it's going to go in the dining room and it's way too big. So maybe we can put it in a bedroom or a foyer. We'll try to make it work for them in their space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfect example.
There, you know, there's always a risk too. I mean, we spend a lot of time, researching the products and trying to know our brands so that the quality's there and, you know, that we're picking something that's going to fit in the space. So there is, you know, it's risky to go rogue sometimes, but mm-hmm. we try our best to make it work for you.
Well, not to mention, you have relationships with local vendors, you mentioned, which means local showrooms throughout Charleston. And if the homeowner is going outside of your network, you've worked with some of those showrooms for many years, and if a problem occurs, you can call the showroom and say, "Hey, the homeowner's having problems with this faucet. What can you do about it?" But if they purchase that on their own, the homeowner is on their own as far as hiring a plumber, getting that fixture replaced, and so on, right?
Well. Yeah, if we didn't purchase it, or if they're like basically like a fixture or something, we will try to say, like, you know, we don't know the quality of this product, so we can't really recommend it. So if something does happen to it, you know, not saying you're on your own, but we'll try to give you a plumber and things like that, but we can't guarantee that. You know, it's going to work. But if we spec it from one of our vendors, then yeah, they'll definitely most 90% of the time come back, not even 90, 100% of the time and fix it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, how can folks get more information about Indigo Alley Interiors?
You can check us out on our social media or on our website. We actually just did our website, so we're pretty proud of it. It's www.indigoalleyinteriors.com, and you know, check us out on Instagram as well. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Margaret Lee Moniz and Amanda Kelly with Indigo Alley Interiors. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thanks. Thank you. It's gonna have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.